And I said, I would be a mom. But I hadn't really admitted that I wanted to be a mom because I was 35 plus and was not married or really in a situation where you would think I would be a mom. So I thought, I'm going to be a mom. I have a couple of really close friends from college. They and their husbands adopted domestically. So I'd been around adoption a good bit.
What was it like when you first saw Maya?
Okay, that's a good one. So I went with a couple of friends, those two friends who had adopted domestically, and we went down to Guatemala City. She lived with a foster family who had four daughters, ages 16 to 20, 14 to 20. And so these six people were raising her for the first year of her life. I met the hotel room that morning. They pulled up in this little truck. The four girls, the big girls are in the back of the truck, and they're holding Maya in the front. They come in, and I'm so incredibly nervous. You know, I greet them, and I'm so nervous that I'll offer them all, would you like to come up to my apartment for a Coca-Cola? I don't know where that came from, but I offer them Coca-Cola. Well, we don't have any Coca-Cola. So my two friends looked at me, I said, go find some Coca-Cola. So they run out to find some Coca-Cola. Maya was 8 months old. So we're upstairs and I'm trying to like speak a little Spanish to these folks. I'm trying not to grab this little baby.
That had to be hard.
It was hard. And so the foster mom, Ms. Cordon, sits beside me and just kind of turns Maya and kind of puts her near me.
Yeah.
And Maya, she just looks at me. And at one point she just grabbed my chin with her hand. It was like,
it was all over then.
It was all over. But I didn't grab, you know, I just wanted to grab her and squeeze her. She was so precious. But I didn't. I just tried to be, you know, not cry like I'm doing now, but I tried to, you know, just be really calm. And then the Coca-Colas came. So that helped. They found Coca-Cola and we all had a little Coca-Cola. And eventually the foster mom, she just kind of slid her over onto my leg. And I just kind of held her just as her foster mom had done. And I had a little stuffed bunny for her. And so they stayed. We visited with the family for a while in the hotel. And then they left. And Maya was with my two friends and me for 4 nights, I think, in the hotel. And after the first night, first I gave her a bath in the sink. And she, you know, just played with her. And my friends were like, okay, well, you're fine. We're going to go, you know,
see the city.
Explore Guatemala City.
Yeah.
And so they did. And I was just with this little baby that was like going to be my daughter for my whole life.
Talk about when you brought her home.
The process was completed about 4 months later, I think. And then I went to get my mom and I flew down to Guatemala to, you know, complete the process, go to court and bring her home. And we, again, stayed in the same hotel and went to, the family brought her, the Cordones brought her to the hotel, and they were different.
They were so sad.
And it was like we were attending a funeral. And she was as happy as she could be in that family. And they were amazing. And the girls had a hard time not being angry with me. So that was really hard. Again, this is the last day. It was an evening, and we were in our little apartment at the hotel and then a restaurant, and they would just hold her and go and then walk around the restaurant, you know, just holding her, and they would come back, just their faces. It was the saddest thing you've ever seen. And then we walked back to the hotel from the restaurant. They wouldn't keep walking. They would just stop. They didn't want to get to our destination.
To where they had to give her over to you.
Yes. So we get to the hotel, and she has fallen asleep. And they, like, you know, literally went from her papa's shoulder to my shoulder. And they get in their car and drive away. So we get home at, like, 1 in the morning. And my dad is sitting on the front steps of my house waiting for us so he can meet his little granddaughter. But just, again, as the literature that the adoption agency gave me, they said, okay, you have this range of options of what can happen when you bring the baby home. And sure enough, after about, just what it said, after about 2 weeks of being here, she went through this mourning process of She was mad at me. She went to her mama and her papa. Oh. And she would scream for her mama and her papa. I mean, she had to go through that process. But it was really hard.
You were just a natural right away.
Oh, thank you. It's clear that we were meant to be mother mm-hmm. and daughter. I mean, it's true. It sounds like a cliche, but we were meant for each other.
Oh, yeah, you are.
We're mother and daughter.
Cliches be damned. Yeah. Even when I look at the both of you, you look like her mother.
Yeah.
As well. And I don't know. I can't imagine one of you without the other.
I know.